The advanced estimate of the first quarter GDP is a strong 6.4% growth.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis, the BEA, just released its advanced estimate of the U.S. economy's first quarter growth, and it is much stronger than expected. It grew at a rate of 6.4%. And most importantly, this is the first time since COVID that the GDP rose above its previous year's level. This is also the highest growth rate since the second quarter of 2003. U.S. economic growth over the last four quarters is estimated at 0.4%, which its only claim to fame is that it is not negative. Last year's driver, which zoomed up the GDP, was the 10.7% increase in personal consumption expenditures, and our ability to increase our spending in a recession with about 10 million unemployed and in the face of a 5% drop in personal income during the second quarter of last year was based solely on the $2 trillion of direct government transfer payment to individuals plus the unemployment insurance supplemental payments. Otherwise, we would have experienced the third quarterly drop in personal income. We use gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure the economic activity. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Back to the first quarter data. The significant jump in our after-tax income in the first quarter, and considering that our national savings level is at record highs, we decided to let go and spend a lot of money, including some of those saving dollars, which were obviously burning a hole in our pockets. There is no question that a significant pent-up demand has been built up over the course of last year. But what made that demand turned into such an expenditure spree was the government's direct payment to individuals and the expanding national savings level. At this point, the economy is well poised for strong growth in 2021. The expectations are that the second and third quarters of this year would see as much as an unheard of 8% growth. The weekly economic index is at its record high, almost five times its highest level ever. And the unemployment rate is expected to drop below 5% before the end of the year. These are great news for those graduating from college this year, as well as millions of unemployed who are actively looking for work. The only cloud on this silver lining is long-term inflation, which, if unchecked, could significantly diminish the expected gains in the coming months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.